Welcome to the Make That Difference Now podcast. So what is the first step towards making a difference? Well, it's easy, or is it? We have to be who we are. Sounds simple, and for some people it is. For others, it isn't. As children, we are our natural selves. As a child, I didn't care what people thought. I was a tomboy. I loved playing football with the boys. I lived in jeans and sweatshirts. I didn't care what I looked like. I was too busy enjoying myself. My hair was probably always a mess. I even had a broken tooth, of which I was actually very proud. My family let me be who I was, but sometimes I would hear people saying things about me that weren't so good. But I didn't care. I didn't give a monkey's. Then one day I reached that age when suddenly all the things that people said came back and started to niggle. I started to convince myself I wasn't who I was supposed to be. In those days, girls didn't play football or looked like they'd just rolled in a pile of mud. One day, two male friends came to knock for me. They wanted me to play football with them. I stood at the door in my jeans and my favourite baggy jumper, and I felt embarrassed. I felt embarrassed that I had those clothes on. I felt embarrassed in front of my two best friends, who weren't even interested in my clothes. They just wanted me to play football with them. A part of me wanted to go and play, but another part was telling me, "Girls don't play football. Girls don't play football. Be who you are supposed to be." I told my friends I didn't want to play, but I did. Deep down in my heart, I wanted to play football with them. So that was the beginning of my life as a person I thought I was supposed to be, doing things I thought I was supposed to be doing. That is, until I started to see the light in my 20s. So if your two best friends knock for you and invite you to go out and play, don't hesitate. Be who you are, because this is the first step towards making a difference. Remember, you can make a difference. Believe it. Know it. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.